Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of K-12 Education in the Pella Community School District, Lowell Ernst, joins us on today's program to talk about an apprenticeship night open house event being held this evening at Pella High School from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Well, Lowell, an exciting opportunity as the apprenticeship program here at Pella High School and the Career Academy of Pella really continues to grow and kind of flourish as you get more and more students involved. Coming up, a really unique night and a concept to try and get students not only from Pella, but the entire region that are listening to this interview right now to come see what that apprenticeship program is all about. Let our listeners know about the recruitment night and kind of how this concept fits into the overall model of what you're trying to achieve.
Well, thanks, Andrew. We're really excited about this opportunity. On November 25th from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Commons at Pella High School, we're going to have 10 different apprenticeship partners or employers here to really recruit students into their programs for the future. And this isn't just about learning about what the career is, but it's about those companies saying, we really think this job would be great for you and we want you. We want you to be in our corporations doing these jobs. So students from across the county are invited. We'd really love to see a great turnout that night and learn more about what an apprenticeship really looks like and have parents there to learn that this isn't kind of because I couldn't go to college. This might be just another pathway to get you to that school, or it might be that I just love this career and I want to stick with it. And now I have a certification that I can take around the country anywhere or stay right here with our great corporations and really grow and thrive in those occupations.
Well, the apprenticeship program here has grown very significantly, and for people, again, who haven't heard our stories and coverage the last couple years, is a model across the entire state of Iowa. The governor has been quoted as saying that Pella is the leader in terms of rural schools here in Iowa. So when you think about that and you think about where the program is versus where it was 2 years ago, that's the big kind of, I guess, pinch point is you need students that are interested and corporations that are interested in one another.
Absolutely. We have programs right now in welding, an engineering assistant, certified nurse's assistant. We're starting one in education, early education, and also in culinary arts. And in order to continue to have growing programs, we would like to be able to pull in students from around our area. We have some great students here at Pella High, but we also need Pella Christian students, ones from the outer areas. We know that all the students that are coming from those different schools have great opportunity to participate as well. And our corporations need all of those students to be able to have them thrive. It's one of the biggest limiting factors for growth in our county right now are available employees. And so we'd like to see a pipeline that brings those students in and helps them to grow. We've moved from the one student we had the first time to 15 students who are involved at this point. And if we double that growth again and look at 30 kids coming into next year, this is a really thriving program that can have some great opportunity for the future. We've got other schools. We hosted the Sioux City and the Southeast Polk schools last week to take a look at what we're doing. And we think there's great chances for other schools around the state to do the same thing.
When we think about those students coming in and Pella being that regional hub, which is exciting, but one of the things is you mentioned the 10 corporate partners, and that's the other side of this, is obviously you want the students to come out. But the big part for this school and the success of this program has been the businesses and the local colleges, both in Des Moines and here in Pella, that have really started to kind of help bolster what the school is able to do here locally.
Absolutely. The way those entities have been able to work together is truly impressive. And I think that's the thing, is we know that all those companies have to compete with each other for employees, but yet when they're looking at how can we benefit the students of our area, they're working together to make that happen. And we are fortunate to have that atmosphere in our community. And I think it's something that makes this place a special place to be. And we want to make sure we support that and help it to grow.
And then who are those that will be there on the recruitment night on November the 25th?
You bet. So for the welding side, we'll have Coline, PPI, Vermeer, and Weiler, who are all there looking for folks to enter into their apprenticeship programs. Pella Corporation joins that group, as well as most of the rest of those for the engineering assistant opportunities. Wesley Life is our partner with the Certified Nurses Assistant Program. DMAC and Central are going to co-sponsor the early childhood education part, and there's some great opportunities there working with our local child care centers all along the way. And then Culver's Pizza Ranch and Central are the ones involved in our culinary arts programs right now. So each of those folks are going to be there with the opportunity to show you what you would be doing when you're working with them and how you would have some great career opportunities as you moved on down that road.
And this, again, November the 25th, 6:30 to 8:30. You're not there for the full 2 hours if you don't want to be. This is an open house. Obviously, there's other activities going on throughout Pella, just really this entire time of the season. But the idea is if you're in town, you have a student who's 8th grade to 11th grade, even those who may be seniors that are looking for these opportunities, this is a great chance for them to get a foot in the door. And potentially those who, as you said, maybe or may not be college-minded to take that next step in what could be a long-time career for them.
Absolutely. We encourage you to just come on out. As you said, there's not a reason you need to stay for 2 hours. If you do, that's awesome too. But if you want to come for 30 minutes and then go to the tourist stores, then go ahead and do that. We think it's a chance that you can learn as much as you'd like to. We also will be having you kind of sign a form if you're still interested on the way out, and we'll have a callback event in January. So if you want to learn more, you just got your foot wet with this part, then we'll be able to show you more details about that specific program you're interested in January.
And again, to reiterate, you know, this is a Pella High School program. It's being run by Pella School staff, but this is for anybody in the region. And we talked specifically Marion County Invite, but even those maybe in Oskaloosa or Linville, Sully, anyone in the surrounding area can at least give it a shot and see what's here locally in Pella.
That is right. When the Career Academy was established, it was intended to be a regional offering. And so anybody in the region, anybody that's listening to this is welcome and invited.
Once again, all area high school students are invited to the Career Academy of Pella Recruitment Night event from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. tonight in the Pella High School Commons. If you miss any of our Let's Talk Pella programs, find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.